Well, we have our final four in the NFL. Today, Martin Luther King Day. NBA has 9 games on its docket. This is your Morning Buzzcast for Monday, January 18th. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everybody's doing well, had a good weekend, and hopefully continuing their weekend with a long weekend today. Let's start with news out of the college ranks that broke late Friday, and it's important news. Duke Athletic Director Kevin White will step down in August after leading the athletics department since 2008, and the school will soon begin a national search for his replacement. I can't say enough about Kevin White. He is one of the most respected athletic directors in intercollegiate athletics. He took over the athletic department at Duke in 2008, and Duke has captured 8 NCAA championships during his tenure. Now, he's under contract through June of 2022, but made the decision to call it a career in athletics a year early. Now, he's played a role throughout college sports at the national level. He also played a key role in the creation of the ACC network. He was Athletic Director of the Year by Sports Business Journal at our Sports Business Awards in 2014. And if you've been to the institution, you've seen major facility upgrades at Duke University, all done under his watch. Now, White came to Duke after stints at Notre Dame, where he was from 2000 to 2008. He was at Arizona State from 1996 to 2000, Tulane from 1991 to 1996, and he started at Maine from 1988 to 1991. Again, Kevin White, one of the most respected athletic directors in all of college sports, will step down in August. Now, we will keep an eye on who could be his successor at Duke. Let's move over to NASCAR, because NASCAR got another shot in the arm of star power. Yes, we talked about Michael Jordan joining NASCAR this year. Well, now Pitbull is joining NASCAR. Pitbull will be co-owner of the new team Trackhouse Racing. Trackhouse Racing was founded by co-owner Justin Marks and driver Daniel Suarez. The team will begin on the track this season, 2021, just next month. Now, Pitbull's interest in social causes overlapped with the team's goals of amplifying the sport to a larger audience and promoting STEM education to youth in America's minority communities. So that's a great effort. Pitbull's all behind it. He'll be a co-owner of Trackhouse Racing. And like I said, he gives NASCAR another dose of star power after Michael Jordan will be joining this year as well. We talked on Friday's Buzzcast about the Jaguars hiring Urban Meyer. Well, it's already paying off at the ticket office. The team said that half of its total season ticket deposits came in on Thursday after Urban Meyer was hired, and the team right now is 8 times ahead of last year's pace at this point in the year. So you can see the impact that Urban Meyer has had on the business of the Jags. Staying with the NFL, a name to watch, Texans president Jamie Rutes. A very interesting article over the weekend by Connected Houston Chronicle reporter John McClain that cited speculation that Jamie Rutes will not return for his 21st season at the Texans. Now, we know all the stories around the Texans, the influence of Jack Easterby, new ownership with Cal McNair taking over for his late father, Bob McNair. Now, Jamie Rutes has run the business side of that organization for 2 decades. It's one of the most successful business operations in the NFL, but the Houston Chronicle citing speculation that Texans president Jamie Rutes may not return for year 21. So that is certainly a story to watch. News broke over the weekend that LeBron James is signing with PepsiCo after 17 years with Coca-Cola. Now, LeBron James is expected to promote Pepsi's Mountain Dew brand. And of course, Mountain Dew is the brand that Pepsi pushes with its NBA sponsorship. Pepsi has been an NBA sponsor since 2005, and Mountain Dew has been the lead brand in its NBA sponsorship. So remember, LeBron James signed with Coca-Cola in 2003, but his deal expired last year when the sides were unable to come to terms on an extension. Now, LeBron James going over to Pepsi. Now, meanwhile, we had a report from Ad Age on Friday that Coca-Cola will not run any Super Bowl spots during Super Bowl 55 on February 7th. Now, this is in addition to Pepsi-Cola not running any spots at all either. So the Super Bowl with neither Coke or Pepsi running ads is a very noteworthy instance. The last time Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola did not run ads was in 2000. And that year, PepsiCo ran an ad, but it was for Mountain Dew, not the Pepsi brand. So why are all these changes happening at Coca-Cola? Well, the company is having major layoffs at its Atlanta headquarters. It's also having a major restructuring of its operations. Its global media and creative agencies are under review. So a lot of changes at Coca-Cola leading to some of the decisions we're seeing on the sports side. Let's move over to the world of golf, where Ralph Lauren has ended its endorsement deal with PGA Tour player Justin Thomas after Thomas's use of a homophobic slur at last weekend's PGA Tour Century Tournament of Champions. Now, Thomas apologized for his language after his round ended. Ralph Lauren acknowledged the apology, but terminated the partnership. Thomas has been sponsored by Ralph Lauren since he turned professional in 2013. And finally, I know we're all waiting for big events to return. The WWE certainly is, and they chose the next three host cities for WrestleMania over the weekend. And when fans can come back to major events, WrestleMania is one of the biggest of them all. Tampa will host this year's event at Raymond James Stadium over April 10th and April 11th. There'll be limited seating capacity. Meanwhile, SoFi Stadium in Inglewood will host the 2023 WrestleMania. That was initially slated to host this year's event, but since Tampa got canceled in 2020, Tampa will host it in 2021. AT&T Stadium in Dallas will host it in 2022, and SoFi Stadium in Inglewood will host WrestleMania in 2023. So that, again, when the fans can come back post-COVID, WrestleMania is one of the biggest events in sports and entertainment, a major shot in the arm for any city hosting WrestleMania. And right now, Tampa, Dallas, Inglewood host of the next three WrestleManias. So that is your Morning Buzzcast for Monday, January 18th, a holiday Monday. I hope everybody has a great day and a great start to their week. I'm Abe Matcor. I will talk to you tomorrow.